Satan really is a clever fellow. He doesn't often come at us with a gross temptation and offer it before our eyes. He's very subtle about it. His main tool in temptation is to create doubt in our minds. Isn't that how he tempted Eve in the garden? Did God really say that you shouldn't eat of that tree? Well, the devil knew that Eve had looked at that tree and was desiring it, and so he created doubt in her mind so that her natural inclinations can take over and she would disobey God. It's the way that he tempted Jesus. Right after Jesus was baptized, it says the Holy Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness to be tested. Listen to what it says in chapter 4 of Luke. Verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterwards hungry. And the devil said unto him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone that it might be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give you, and the glory of them, for that is been given unto me, and to whoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him into Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed him for a season. Did you hear what Satan said to Jesus? If you are the Son of God. If. He was trying to produce doubt in Jesus' mind that he was a Son of God. Doesn't he do us the same way? He produces doubt in our minds that our relationship with Christ is really real, that we really are the children of God. He produces doubt in our minds about God's command. And Jesus came back at him and said, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That's scripture. Jesus said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Again, scripture. He came back at him with the word of God. Well, folks, don't let the devil try to make you doubt that you really are the son or daughter of God through faith in Jesus. Don't let him get you to doubt that you have eternal life, and that eternal life should be held on to with everything that we've got. Don't let the devil create doubt in your mind about God's commands, about what is right and wrong. They're in the scripture. They're easy to read, and they are there for us to follow. Don't let Satan do that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I praise you, Lord, that there is the Holy Spirit to minister to me as the Holy Spirit ministered to Jesus in the wilderness. I pray that when I am tested and tempted, that you, O Lord God, would give me the strength to resist temptation and to say no to the devil and simply say, I believe what Jesus said. I believe what God has promised. I am his son or daughter. I am saved. I am going to heaven, and I will not trade that for anything this world has to offer. Amen.